Hebrews chapter 4. We're going to start with verse 14. It says, seeing that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah. The title of this message is Access Your Help.
All right.
Seeing. Possibly seeing or knowing or because you know. Seeing that since you know, for as much as you know the Holy Scriptures. Because all of these scriptures are given by the inspiration of the Most High God.
Yeah. Right.
And he that abided in them, which is the Son of God, as he abide in us, we have access to ask in his name whatsoever we have need of. Come on, praise God.
Amen.
According to his riches in glory.
Yeah.
My God. Hallelujah. We got a high priest. In the second chapter of Hebrew, and I think it's verse 18, it's for in that he himself has suffered being tempted or tried and tested. He is able to succor or come to the aid of anyone.
That's right.
Them that are tempted. Anyone. That means that the whoremonger or the sinner.
Right.
He's able to come to them and draw them by his spirit. And if they listen to the voice of God, then they can come out of that darkness into his marvelous light.
Yeah.
But those that are not in the darkness anymore. He can come to you and save you and take you out of all your afflictions.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's nothing too hard for God. He done went through everything that we are going through. That's what I like about it. I can hurt, but I can still praise him. I can be sick, glory to God, but my soul is right. Glory to God. I can be pressed on, glory to God. Knocked down, but he's able to give us strength to get up and to go on and glorify his name. That's the high priest that's in us. We have access to it, glory to God. The Bible says in Psalms, he said, look unto the hills from which our help cometh, our help, and all our help cometh from the Lord.
Amen.
Not talking about the hill as we know the mountains, but that resting place where God is. Not only is he in heaven, but he's in earth also. Not only is he sitting on the right hand of the Father, but he's abiding in you and I, glory to God. So our help is Jehovah God, glory to God. Our help is Jehovah Jireh. God will provide. Our help is Jehovah Rapha. God that healed us. Our help is Jehovah Tzidkenu. Jehovah our righteousness. Our help is Jehovah Makedes, the one who sanctified us. Our help is Jehovah Shammah, glory to God. God is always near, glory to God. Our help is Jehovah, glory to God. Shalom, Jehovah, our peace. Our help is Jehovah Nisi. Jehovah, our banner. Our help is Jehovah Rohi. Jehovah, our shepherd. We got a whole lot of help. People go to the internet these days to seek help, and you can find whatever you have, whatever you want on the internet, and you can find what you don't want, glory to God. You can find more of what you don't want than what you need, glory to God. But when you look up to the author and the finisher, glory to God, we don't need any password to get to him, glory to God. The Bible said that when Jesus hung his head and died, that the veil was rent, glory to God. And you and I can go into the Holy of Holies and lift up his name and have access to God, glory to God. And whatsoever Jesus went through, we got access to, glory to God. I don't have to be knocked down and not able to get up, glory to God. I got access, glory to God. And we pass through like Jesus passed through. He passed through this earth into the heaven, and he's on the right hand of the Father. And so as he is in heaven, so are we in this earth. Come on, you guys. Calamity. It's a mixture of stuff. It's all the hell that you can go through. Some people say mine is greater than yours. No, it's not. What you got is knocking you down. What I got is knocking me down.
Right.
Hallelujah. But we got a high priest. Kobobo Shaka. Ah, they knocked him down, but he got up and carried the cross in it.
Yes.
He got up and carried the cross and pressed on through, glory to God, like the children of Israel. They pressed through and they passed over the river, glory to God. Why? Because God the Father and the Son was present and opened up the sea so that they could press over. That was their access, glory to God. When God spoke, they believed. When they believed, things happened, glory to God. When you speak unto God, glory to God, God is not slack concerning his way like men count slackness. But when you ask in his name, believe it, and trust in him, God will do just what his word said he's going to do. Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah. A high priest. He was tempted and tried. A lot of people say, I'm going through all kinds of stuff. Well, you ain't went through nothing that Jesus didn't go through. Hallelujah. You can't go through nothing that he didn't went through. You can't find nothing that on this earth that he didn't go through. He took on the form of a human body, and bodily he suffered, glory to God. You know what? If we had to do what he did, we'd have never made it. Because one lash up on my back, I'd have been finished, glory to God. But he got up. Why? Because he heard from the Father, glory to God. And the Father was talking to him and telling him, don't you know God is talking to you right now and telling you how you can make it through, glory to God. Telling you how you can keep, glory to God. Why? Because he is your keeper. God is always talking, but sometimes we don't hear him. Sometimes we are not listening, glory to God. But in spite of all this calamity, God is able to come to our rescue, glory to God. Even when we don't call his name, he's there. The Bible says he's the very present in the time of trouble. When you don't hear him, you're in trouble. But God is always there to bring you out. Come on and give us some praise. Bible says he passed through, just like the children of Israel passed through under the cloud, and they passed through the sea. Don't you know you're going to pass through your troubles? Huh? Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. You're going to pass on through. Just press your way on it. Let me tell you something. If you quit past pressing, or if you quit pressing forward to go through something, you will never get through it.
Right.
I don't care how much salvation you got. If you don't press forward to live the life of Christ, you will never get through. I'm talking about to the victory, glory to God. If you don't press forward, you're going to be beat up more than you're beat up right now. But if you press forward, press through these circumstances and situations. See, you can't give up. You got to keep on, keep it on, keep it on. That's the lifestyle that we have. You said, well, why is the lifestyle so hard? It's not hard. Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you some rest, glory to God. He's talking about the body, glory to God. You come unto him, God will take care of it. You come unto him, he'll give you some peace. You come unto him, he'll give you all the rest you need so that you can go out again on the battlefield and fight the good fight of faith. Come on, give God some praise. Press through the heavens, through everything up on this earth. I'm so glad that he heard from the Father, and he pressed on through, and he overcame everything that we are pressing through. So now it's up to you and I to hear from the Son of God, Jesus Christ, when the Holy Ghost press upon us and bring to our remembrance the things that God has said it, glory to God. God the Father said unto the Son, and the Son said unto us, glory to God. As he was up on this earth, he pressed through. He told us many things, glory to God. He told us how to get through. He said, behold, I give unto you the keys to this kingdom, glory to God, which is my kingdom. He said, you can bind and you can loose, glory to God. You can pull down strongholds. Glory to God, you can fight a good fight, glory to God. Don't give up, glory to God. It's not you that living, but it's the Christ. That living in you, glory to God. That's our hope. And that's your victory, glory to God. Come on and give him some praise. See that we have this great high priest, the Son of God, Jesus, the heir of all things. Hakoshaka. Oh, God.
Yeah.
And it is invested with all power.
Yeah.
And it is the resurrection and the life. Ah, shaka.
Yeah.
The power that raised the dead.
Yeah.
All judgment is committed to him.
Yeah.
And when the Father raised the Son, he raised us. Come on, shaka. Because when he died, we died.
Yeah.
And when he was raised up again, we was raised up. Glory to God, to glorify his name for all that he has done in this earth. The perfection of his character, glory to God, is still working, and it's working in us, glory to God, to bring forth, glory to God, deliverance, to bring forth healing, to bring forth salvation, glory to God, to bring forth anything that you have need of in this life, glory to God. Because when you get where he is, all you can do, glory to God, is praise him, because there won't be no more sickness out. Won't be no more hardship. Won't be no more calamity, glory to God. Won't be no more need to press out. Because we'll be home with the Father, the one who created, glory to God, and brought forth, glory to God, so that we can come forth into his presence forevermore. Come on, give him a praise. Hallelujah. It says, hold fast to our professions. And it means confession by acknowledgement of the truth. Hallelujah. When the Spirit drew us, we confessed unto God. Thank God. You know, let me tell you something. Through all of our life, God has been drawing us into that place of repentance. But like Pastor Keys was saying this morning, that is a window that you must take at the time that God presented. Because, see, he ain't gonna always have that window of opportunity if you don't know him. It's the same thing if you know him. God gave us many windows of opportunity to acknowledge the truth, the word of God, the word that delivers us. And sometimes when we don't acknowledge the truth, when we want to do things on our own because we got a little body strength and a little knowledge and some brains and all of that stuff, glory to God. But no matter what you are and who you are, God created us, glory to God. And the scripture said we can do all things through him, glory to God. So why tire yourself and distress yourself out, glory to God? But God made a way for that too, glory to God. He said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you some rest and I'll give you some peace in your soul and in your heart and in your mind so that you can get up and go out again, glory to God, and come in again. Come on and give God some praise. hold fast to your profession. That means everywhere you go, tell the truth. Glory to God. Don't give nobody a pill of your joy. But give them the word of God, because that's true joy. Don't make believe who you are. Know who you are.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Confess who you are. Walk in it, glory to God. That's your profession. Walk in it. Confess it, glory to God. Some people are ashamed of Jesus. Jesus said, if you be ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. I don't want him to be ashamed of me. I don't care who's ashamed of him as I express his word. I don't care nothing about that, glory to God. I don't have any control over his word except that I abide in it and he abide in me, glory to God. And when you accept that, wherever you go, whoever you speak to, glory to God, it's God's duty to open their hearts and their minds to receive that word of joy that's on the inside of you. But I'm here to tell you one thing today, glory to God. It ain't on me. The joy that they see, glory to God, in you. They might not want to live up to what you're talking about, but they can't get away from the joy, because the joy come into their lives, and that's the seed of God, and it goes everywhere to him, glory to God, and it working in them, glory to God, to bring them to repentance. And when it bring them to repentance, glory to God, then it takes them the next step and the next step, glory to God, and let them know that he is God and there is none. Let them know that he is all power, that he is the resurrection of life, glory to God, and there's none ever that can do them good but him. Come on and give him some praise. Hallelujah. It says, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched by the feelings of infirmities. Infirmities. Feebleness of the body of the mind. Weakness, disease, sickness, lacking strength. All this is calamity. And guess what calamity brings forth? Misery.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. It says, in all points he was tempted, like as we are. Some of us say, well, why I got to be tempted? Jesus done took care of it. Remember, we are partakers of his sufferings.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So that means you got to feel something to get something.
Amen.
And you got to do something to receive something.
Yeah.
This ain't no freebie.
Right.
If you want it, you got to get it.
Yeah.
That's why it says, seek and ye shall find.
Amen.
Knock. And it shall be open unto you. Ask, and it shall be given.
Yes.
Glory to God. This is a gift. The gift of God.
Right.
It's free. It's a free gift, though. We didn't do anything to receive it.
Right.
But if you want to keep it, you got to do something.
Right.
People come to church and think they're safe.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. You're the safe in the bosom of God. Hallelujah. There's calamity all around us. Sits in the church house. Glory to God. Trying to distort your mind and get your mind off the word of God and talk to you about different things that's going on in your life. Like they are more important than the one who created you. Like they are more important than the one who can get you out of him. Glory to God. But that's the old nature one that come into your life. He's always there bringing calamity that turns into misery. Glory to God. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus came, the Son of the Living God, and he pressed through the calamity. He pressed through the the hardship, Lord of God. He pressed through the sickness, and he pressed through the darkness and all of these stuff. He pressed through the human body, the human flesh. That's why he's the God of all flesh, because he pressed on through, glory to God, and obtained a victory in you and I, glory to God. So we got to press on through so that we may obtain that which God has already done for us. Come on and give us some praise. Some people go to church and you think that's salvation. That's not salvation.
You're right.
That's nothing but an outing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you got to come into, he said, into his gate with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Praise his holy name and lift him up. You got to enter in to praise God. We come here together to lift up his name. Glory to God. We come here together to praise his name. We come here together, glory to God, to glorify him. Glory to God. And that means that we, when we glorify him and lift up his name, then our mind shouldn't be on our sickness. It shouldn't be on the things that's happening in our family. It shouldn't be on the things that's happening on your job. It shouldn't be on anything but the mind of Christ, glory to God, which is already in us, glory to God, and all we got to do is lift up his name and give him some praise. Come on and give him some praise. Some people don't praise until they get to the house of God. Hallelujah. God is in the bus stations, train stations, on your job. He's in the White House. He's in Lansing. He's in China. Hallelujah. He's in the air. He's in heaven. He's in you and I. Glory to God. So that means that I can praise him wherever I go. Glory to God. I can praise him at the train station. I'm like Pastor Hart said one time. They told a story about him got on the elevator and they was cussing. So and he hollered out, glory to God. And they looked at him like he was crazy. He said, I just want equal time. Glory to God. You got equal time to praise those God and to lift him up wherever you go. Glory to God. Let nobody rain on your parade, glory to God. Lift up your Savior, glory to God, and praise his name. I don't care where you are, glory to God. You can be in the White House. If you praise his name, there'll be a Pastor, I'll say a hallelujah hush. Come on and pray. You ever notice that? You mention the word of God around somebody, a couple of scriptures, whatever, at the proper time that God leads you to do it. Don't you know you can hear a pin drop on cotton?
Right.
That's right. Because what is it? It's because darkness can't communicate with light.
Right.
When you say the words of truth, they don't have none. Glory to God. They only know the ways of darkness, and then, like I said, it don't communicate with the truth. So they hush up. Especially if they're on the elevator, they'll be glad when those doors open. Glory to God. It might be the wrong floor, but they'll get off anyway. I'll be laughing. God said, don't you laugh. You were that way one time. Glory to God. I tried to find help in the bottle, but it wasn't there. The bottle got empty. I had to go get another one. See, that one didn't do me any good. So I had to go get another, and I kept on getting them and getting them and getting them, glory to God. And one time, God spoke to me in the midst of that bottle. Hallelujah. In the midst of my family. He told me to go home and look, glory to God. And when I got there, all the calamity that was going on, that had already been going on. See, God know how to get your attention. You can run all you can, but you can't hide, glory to God, because he know who you are, where you are at all times, know where you live. He know your thoughts, your disposition, your attitude. He know your heart and your mind. He know the muscles in your body, the white blood cells and the red blood cells. He know your DNA, glory to God. And I'm here to tell you, you ought to change that DNA, glory to God, and get the blood of the Lamb that washes away all of your sins and all of your problems and all of your circumstances. All the calamity and the misery, glory to God. That's why you got to lift up his name, because he's the only one that can lead you and guide you and break you out. Come on and give us a praise. Got two towels. I'm going to have to start bringing three. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It says, getting ready to close. I like the part after the infirmities, he said, but was in all points. You know, the human being that don't know Christ, They'll try to come to you with a whole lot of logic. That's those internet folks. Those handheld computers. They be walking. I seen them walk across 13 Mile and Southfield. I said, God, save them. Because they're about to get killed. Hallelujah. They walking with them held up like this. Can't see nothing. Because they're distracted. That's what the old nature want to do to you. Distract you from the truth. It don't want you to have that acknowledgement that God is God. That's why they hush when you talk about God. They don't have anything to say. They don't have much to say. What they do have to say, a lot of them have one word to say, they agree. When you talk about God, they say, that's right, he is the one.
Yeah.
Well, he's the one over there, you know. He's the one up there. I said to myself, he ain't up there. By himself, he's down here too.
That's right.
Glory to God. You know, but I can't say that. God won't let me say that because they won't receive it that way.
Right.
You have to wait till the Holy Ghost leads you to talk. It's because you saved on me. You can open your mouth and stop flapping your gums. God allowed me that opportunity when I first got saved. Man, I was talking all over that to the die shop guy. Now I was telling everybody they need Jesus. Glory to God. I'll let them know I'm saved. Hallelujah. I don't drink no more. Glory to God. And at the great time, I had me a Bible. I opened my Bible up on my desk, glory to God, and shoved them tubes to the side, and I was studying, you know, and they stood up afar off, glory to God, and saw what I was doing. And then every once in a while, when they got a chance, they'll creep up on me, and they say, well, why do you read the Bible all the time? I said, that's my life, my new way.
Amen.
God gave me the opportunity to witness in the tool and die shop. And me and another guy, we started, glory to God, a Bible study. That's the two of us. And after a while, it spread it out. We was on the afternoon shift. And after a while, it spread it into the day shift, glory to God. And we had people that knew God. And we had people that didn't know God. We had people that said they was ministering. We had people that were lying. They was not ministering. But that's not the case, glory to God. God said, let all come. Glory to God. Whosoever will, let them come unto him. Glory to God. And the Bible studied, fed it and spread it and spread it. And when I retired and left there, it was still going on. Glory to God. It helped build churches. It helped build souls. It helped lift people up. It helped save people. It helped people to change their mind the way they were living. Glory to God. So hold fast to your profession. Glory to God. Don't let nobody tell you not saved. People tell you not saved. They ask you them questions. They always got questions to try to find out, is God real? You ask me that, you know. I said, did you wake up this morning? They said, yeah. I said, did you see the sunshine? They said, yeah. I said, well, that answers your question. Because he made that. That's real. And it's been there since he put it there. And it hasn't lost any axis. It hasn't wheeled off its axis. Glory to God. It hasn't lost its spot. It don't move from spot to spot. It stays where God put it. Glory to God. So if God speaks, it's true, glory to God. And it's going to always be true. If the salvation is true, glory to God, it's going to always be true. That man got to be saved before he can come into the presence of God. Come on and give him some praise. See, God had to check me because I'd get smart with him. You know, that's why God said, study to show yourself approved, rightly divided, that's the word of truth. Because you get so much in you, it's going to overflow. It's going to come out. But it got to be guided and led by the Spirit.
Right.
It's got to be led by the Spirit. So although you fool, you got to wait till the Spirit tell you to speak or open up that door for the flow to come out. And when it comes out, it's going to do its job. You don't have to worry about anything. When they had that 9-11 where I work out there, that senior citizen, they had that 9-11 thing. They knew I was a preacher. As soon as I hit that door, there was a bunch of them in the lobby. They were standing around weeping and, you you know, 9/11 and all of this, and none of their relatives was in it. They just crying.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what was going on. And they called me over there, they said, Fletcher, he's a minister. He said, will you come and pray for us? And I kindly joined them, and I told everybody to hold hands one another, glory to God, hallelujah. We're going to stop crying. We're going to pray unto the Father and the Son. Glory to God. I mentioned that name, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, not 9/11, glory to God, but the Trinity, glory to God. And I prayed a prayer of faith, glory to God, and a calm came over him, and peace came over him. That's the love of God, glory to God. It doesn't matter who they are. If you do what you're supposed to do, God will do the rest, glory to God. He'll bring the joy. He'll bring the peace, glory to God. He'll bring the overthrow, glory to God. He'll bring everything that's needed in the circumstance and the situation in your life. Come on and give him some praise. Amen. And ever since then, they'll come to me for some wisdom. I'm funny about that. They said, I noticed about you, you don't never give a direct answer. It's always indirect. I said, yeah, because it's your choice whether you're going to accept what or do what. So that takes me off the burner. It's still, the ball is still in your court. But they go away thinking, glory to God. And sometimes God wants you to give them some wisdom because they really need some. And the wisdom don't come from all the time from my past experience unless they talk about those things. Like if a guy come out there and he drank all the time, we talk about those things. And I told him when I drank and what happened to me and how, what it did to me and all this stuff. That ain't going to deliver him,
right,
but it make him think.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, because he done been down that road almost as far as I have. I drank for a long time, glory to God, and wasn't thinking about quitting. Why? Because that's all I knew. And I can go into the bottle and thought I find peace, glory to God, but all it was doing was alleviating my mind, so I couldn't think, glory to God, and drank so much you didn't get no rest. You drank so much you just pass out. That ain't the kind of rest you need. You need Jesus Christ, Son of the Most High God, Jehovah Elyon, the Most High.
Yeah.
That's what you need, glory to God. You need Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of Hosts, Moshaka. That's what you need, glory to God. You need his holy word, the word of righteousness, glory to God. You need that word that drew Jesus up out of that grave and opened that sepulchre, glory to God. And he went about the city and they saw him, glory to God. I've never seen him, but he can be touched by the feelings of our infirmities. Glory to God. My mind, glory to God. The mind that was in Christ, Jesus, is also in you and I, glory to God. So I can know good from evil, glory to God. And I can shun the evil from the good, glory to God. That I may lift up his name and live and go on in this world until your time is up and my time is up. Come on in. What I didn't know, I was trying to hurry my time up out of here. I could have had a heart attack, but God said, you got a heart attack. You got to preach. So I didn't know that then. I wrote to God, I didn't know that. But as I witnessed to them, I held fast to my profession in that shop. As I witnessed to them. And they always came for me for wisdom and knowledge. Be ye ready at all times. That's why you got to study to show yourself approved. Be you ready at all times so that you can have something that the Spirit can do. Glory to God, can bring out of you to somebody else. But if you ain't got nothing in you, ain't nothing going to come out. Well, let me tell you something else. If you ain't got nothing in you or got enough in you, those that need your wisdom and the knowledge going to sense and it ain't going to come near you. See, God got it all worked out. That's what I say. You can run, but you can't hide. Glory to God. I'm going to say this and then I'm closing. This other experience, among many that I had in the shop, this when I was going, you had to go through the all of the machine shop and everything in the shop for 4 years. You had to go through that and school. And so they put you in every department because you had to be in every department for so many months so that you learn the things. When you got to the machine shop, there was a whole lot of machines in there. So I was in there for a whole lot of months. But there was one guy they put me with. He was very strict. He knew his stuff. And he was sitting down and showed me. His name was Eddie. He showed me what to do, you know. Glory to God, and I do it. But one time he showed me something to do, and I guess he got tired of showing me because I never got it right. And he got huffy. And I was about to explode. And God just caught me by my collar and set me down. Hallelujah. And gave me the wisdom, the words he said to Eddie. And I looked at him, I said, Eddie, I said, if you show me one more time, I guarantee you, I never make another mistake. He showed me one more time, and I never made another mistake on that machine. It was a mill machine, a Milwaukee they had in those days. That was a where you do precise work and all this stuff and that little intricate stuff and all that. Everything went toward the automobile, glory to God. And I never got it wrong again. And he could walk off and go to lunch and leave me to do the job. He could set the blueprint before me on that mill and I could do the job. And when I come back, glory to God, Eddie told me one time that his wife passed from him. He came in and he was very sad. And I said, Eddie, what's wrong? He said, my wife passed and I don't, and there's nobody left but me and the cat. I said, Eddie, you got God left, glory to God. You got Jesus. And he said, tell me about that Jesus. Yeah. I held fast to my profession. And I told her what I knew, glory to God. I wasn't seasoned in the word, glory to God. But I was seasoned enough to tell them about salvation. And that God is true. And that God is real, glory to God. And you are not alone, glory to God. And I prayed that God give him comfort and give him peace, glory to God. And Eddie went away and he come back. The next day, and he was looking for me. He said, I want to thank you for praying for me. He said, I feel better, glory to God. He said, I can rest now at night. I can get up in the morning, glory to God. I can come to this job, glory to God. Don't worry about making a mistake, because if you made a mistake on one of the machines, it'll take your hands off, glory to God, or your fingers, glory to God. I'm here to tell you, hold fast to your profession, glory to God. Lift up Jesus wherever you go, because you don't know who is going to reach out and bring in. Come on, get up. Here's what you go down. It says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that ye may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Come boldly. That means draw nigh. Draw nigh to God and he draw nigh to you. You got to come boldly before the throne of grace. Grace, that undeserved favor of God. Grace, that benefit. I like, it's a benefit. It's a joy. That gift. That's acceptable. It's that liberty to us. Hallelujah. That's that grace. And you can obtain it. Obtain it means you receive it, glory to God. You have to receive it as God give it out, glory to God. You just can't walk up in the all the time and want this and that, glory to God. Most times we come up in there with the material stuff. That wasn't what grace was for, glory to God. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All them things will be added unto you. But grace, we receive it. And then there comes mercy, that free gift, God's own character, glory to God, of himself, glory to God. The sin and the guilt and the misery, glory to God. Grace removes the guilt, but mercy removes the misery, glory to God. So you ought to lift up Jesus, glory to God, the grace of God, that the grace may not find you guilty, and the mercy that the Father, glory to God, that may take you out of that misery, glory to God, and put joy into your heart, and put goodness into your mind and your speech, glory to God, that you may be able to walk uprightly before him, circumspectly as as wise and not as fools. Come on and give God some praise. Everybody stand up.